It took two votes, but at the end of the day, Rod Mozell of Oklahoma County has unseated Tom Buchanan in the race to become the president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau for the next 2 years. Shortly after the announcement, we had the chance to catch up with Rod Mozell, and the emotion of the afternoon was evident.
Well, it's a group I care deeply about. I've been involved off and on with Farm Bureau for probably 50 years, and so I've been in a lot of different roles with it over the years, and so I care deeply about it, and we've gone through some interesting times lately, and I'm anxious to kind of get Farm Bureau back on track with the legislators and back on track with the other ag groups and start rebuilding membership. And there's just so many good people involved in Farm Bureau that we have so many great opportunities, and that's what we want to go out and try to do something about.
In his unscripted remarks to the delegates before they voted, Rod Mozell talked about the need to improve county services.
We've lost a lot of field service people the last few years, and we need stability in that area. They're really important in supporting the county organizations and having stability with those. They've also been moved around probably a little bit more than they should have been. And so we've got some really great people in those roles, but they need to build up relationships with the folks in the counties that they're at. And we need to be more involved in helping the counties come up with some action plans and supporting them. That's what we need to do to help tell the agriculture story all across the state and communities across the state.
A lot of work ahead of you. You've got a pretty full-time job already. I guess this is something you've thought about a lot that you can step up and get done.
Well, I'm blessed to have an amazing wife, and that's covered for me more times than I can count over the last 40 years, and a good staff. But I am still going to have responsibilities at that job. This is not supposed to be a full time job. It's going to be probably more full time than it should be until we get a new federation director picked out. But I'm very excited about the decisions the board made to separate the insurance company and the federation, and I think we'll have the best of talent at each place that way. We've got the best board that I've served with since I've been on Farm Bureau. I mean, just amazing board members that have good business knowledge in addition to a love for agriculture and a passion for youth and young farmers' activities. And so I think we've got tremendous opportunities and a chance to build a new staff from the Federation Director and the new lobbyist and the field service folks that I think we can put a good group together within a few months.
Mozell also talked about the need to find that next executive director for the farm organization side of things.
I don't feel a lot of time pressure on that, because I think one of our key things at the moment is kind of calming things down. And Thad has been, Thad Doy has done a wonderful job of calming things down and has been Farm Bureau for his whole career. So the most important thing is, and this will be up to the board, I'm just one of the votes on the board, but we'd not even looked at our list of candidates. We had 118 candidates, so we've got quantity. I don't know the quality yet, but we haven't even opened them to start looking at them until we get this convention over with. And so now we'll start looking through those and start moving and setting up people for interviews and so forth. So that'll be on the agenda, but I don't feel any time pressure whatsoever. I mean, if it takes us till April, if it takes us till September, I think we want to take it and do it right, because it's the most important decision we'll make.
And Rod Mozell was also asked about his vision for both the farm organization as well as Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance.
Well, I handed out today a kind of a 6 points on both the Farm Bureau Federation side and 6 points on the insurance side, and that they can't read that when they're listening on the radio. So the big things is, number one is more cooperation with the other ag groups and trying to have a mood of cooperation with each other. There's so few of us in agriculture that it's important that we all work together. And traditionally, through my grown-up years, Farm Bureau usually led that effort. I mean, not that we want to be the king and tell everybody else how to do it, but we want to work together. And a lot of times we have the staff and the resources and the issue people that can help provide that leadership, that can help direct us all in that direction. And certainly keeping good relationships with our congressional delegation, our Senate delegation, and with the state legislative delegation. At the state legislature, we burned some bridges by using the stick a little too often. And so there are going to be times you have to use a stick at the legislature, but you want to pick and choose when those times are, not to use it all the time. And so that'll be a couple of key things: rebuilding the field staff, picking the right person for executive director. Those are big things. On the insurance side, we've got to get our high interest surplus notes paid off, and we've got to get onto one computer system. We're still split on two computer systems, and a lot of other things that folks out on the radio waves probably don't, you know, aren't as interested in on that stage. But just good common business sense. We're blessed to have really good people on the insurance side of the company. And now that they're going to report directly to the board, I think that'll be good unfiltered information coming that the board can make wise decisions.
In his letter to Farm Bureau leadership announcing his candidacy, he praised one particular leadership program that he's gone through, the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program.
I tell you, I've had the good fortune to do Leadership Oklahoma City and Leadership Oklahoma and Ag Leadership, all three amazing programs, but the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Experience is the most amazing of all those, as good as the others are. And the extended time you get to spend with the other class members and the amazing experiences you get in traveling around this state and around the country and around the world through that program, it really broadened my perspectives, and I can't recommend that experience high enough for other folks that are interested in agricultural leadership. And so, you know, certainly committed to doing all we can to, you know, see that program stay viable and keep a nice pipeline of young people going in that program.
The new president for Oklahoma Farm Bureau for the next 2 years, Rod Mozell. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.